the world's best and worst websites. The average person visits over 1,000 websites a year. Some of these sites are well thought out and designed. Others are a total disaster. Here are some of the best and worst websites on the internet.
The best. Great content, great design, and great organization. Those are the three things that a successful website needs, according to one web design guru. Here are three sites that get everything right.
www.guardian.co.uk. News websites are packed with content, articles, photos, videos, and audio. That means they need to be well organized so they're enjoyable to browse and easy to navigate. The website for the British newspaper The Guardian is one such site. It's fast, it looks good, and it's a piece of cake to use. In fact, it's so good that it won the grand prize at this year's Online Media Awards.
www.studioairport.nl. Every website should look good, but it's especially important if it's a website for a professional designer. StudioAirport.com is a site for a design studio in the Netherlands, and they've put a lot of work into creating an original and distinctive layout. Each page has eye-catching images, and the navigation system is unique. It was recently voted Best Site of the Day at www.thebestdesigns.com.
www.hipmunk.com. Finding cheap airfares online can be painful. There are always so many options. But travel website hipmunk.com makes looking for cheap flights very easy. It has a clean, user-friendly interface and a revolutionary visual timeline to show you the various flight options. You can see at a glance the flight that's best for you. Also, it doesn't give you too many confusing options, just the ones you really need. Time magazine voted Hipmunk one of the best travel websites of 2011.
The worst. You've seen the best, now here are the worst. Bad websites can teach you a lot about web design because they show you what not to do. The website www.webpagesthatsuck.com has been listing awful sites for over 16 years. It features a different, terrible website every day in its Daily Sucker section. Here are two examples.
www.avenitakis.com/en. This website is a complete catastrophe. It's for a company that sells water treatment chemicals, but the homepage features a Greek warrior with a flaming sword. The site is full of busy and confusing images, it plays really annoying music, and the navigation is impossible to understand. In fact, it's so bad, it's brilliant.
www.jamet.tm.fr. Jamet is an international tent manufacturer, but it's impossible to find any information about their products on their site. One user wrote, "I went to the site to get details about a tent, but 10 minutes later, I still couldn't find any information, and the site's rotating text had given me a headache. Total fail."